Welcome to Fresh Folk, the show where I do the listening for you, previewing new releases in acoustic-based music and playing the best selections for you. I'm your host, Blair Larson. An Oklahoma native brought up in the Pentecostal church, which he's since departed, 20-year-old Parker Millsap will make you a true believer with his self-titled debut album. Accompanied by his collaborators, high school buddy Michael Rose on bass and fiddle player Daniel Folks, the young tunesmith delivers his religious-laced parables, character-driven narratives, and relationship tales with the fire and brimstone fervor of a preacher restoring our faith in the power of song. From Parker Millsap, this is Forgive Me.
Got shadows and hiding way down inside me. Sometimes they work to the surface, and just the right lighting, you can see them beside me. Well, I swear I don't let them out. From the table, it's just I'm not able to swallow. My throat's all in a knot, like something is broken. Don't mind my choking on the words I should never have thought. Forgive me for the sinner I am. Treat me like a child, as I'm half a man. Please forgive me. I stepped on the line in the sand. Now I'm trying just as hard as I can. Below me, I need you to show me the way that I should behave. I've been in my closet, shut it and locked it. Let me out, give me my chain, I'll be your slave. I've got rooms full of questions, quite a collection, but answers I have only a few. But I could use your help clearing off these shelves, and maybe find just a little bit of truth. Forgive me for the sinner I am. Treat me like a child, as I'm half a man. Please forgive me. I stepped on the line in the sand. Now I'm trying just as hard. It's hard. as I can.
Was The Villain from Parker Millsap's self-titled album. Parker first picked up the guitar at 9, then plugged in and went electric after getting into Eric Clapton and Stevie Ray Vaughan, eventually starting a cover band. After graduating high school, he went to Northern California, where he interned at Prairie Sun Recording. Returning to Oklahoma, he put down the electric guitar and got into songcraft, releasing an indie album which he sold from the back of his van. A trip to Nashville found him playing at the Tin Pan South Songwriters Festival, where an in-the-round performance impressed Old Crow Medicine Show's manager so much that he invited Parker Millsap to open a string of dates for the band, later leading to a slot on their prestigious New Year's Eve gig at the Ryman Auditorium. And now Parker Millsap has released his debut album. Here is Parker Millsap and the song Old Time Religion.
He's got old-time religion, buries his cash in a coffee can, and he makes his decisions down on his knees. He's a full-grown man, and he had a vision of a fire. It burned up all the land. You could call it superstition. You could run just as fast as you can. He took a beating. His father screamed at
the top of his lungs. An Old Testament reading. If you spill the rye, just spoil the sun. He's got scars for his bleeding. The fear of God fills every one of you. Can listen to him pleading, pleading for the Holy Son. Give me that old-time religion. Give me that old-time religion. Give me that old-time religion. It's good enough for me. James edition with all of the words of Christ in red, and he reads the inscription every night when he goes to bed, and he goes fishing for sinning men like Jesus said. Got an old time conviction, keeps the bodies in the shed. He had a woman. He took her to church every Sunday morning. He said, submit to your husband, submit to me, thus saith the Lord. Well, he never saw it coming when she tried to get away in his 34 Ford. Now a widower is strumming on a banjo with a missing chord. Give me that old-time religion. Give me that old-time religion. Give me that old-time religion. It's good enough for me. Time religion, give me that old time religion, give me that old time religion. It's good enough, it's good enough, it's good enough for me.
And when the sun's coming up, I'll be stumbling in. Baby, please don't remind me about the shape I'm in. When my headache's gone, we might talk for a while. Think Daddy's in the doghouse again. She said, you better don't be thinking about cheating on me. I have to put the fear of love in you. Well, it's a good thing a dog is man's best friend. Old Daddy's in the doghouse again. Waited 5 long days for the weekend, working hard with a 20-man crew. When the whistle blows, me and Curly and Joe gonna sneak into the tavern for a whiskey up to. Would you remind me to phone the little woman, let her know I ain't coming home. Said, baby, I got a little business with the fellas, and it might take all night long. When the sun's coming up, I'll be stumbling in. Baby, please don't remind me about the shape I'm in. When my headache's gone, we might talk for a while. Think your daddy's in the doghouse again. She said, you better don't be thinking about cheating on me. I have to put the fear of love in you. Well, it's a good thing a dog is man's best friend. Old daddy's in the doghouse again. Poor Curly fell asleep beneath the table. Me and Joe could hardly even see the door. Our first couple of two took at least 3 hours, and before we were done, we drank a half a dozen more. Oh, what'll I tell my baby when she figures out where I've been? When I wind up home, I kind of think I might be going to be sleeping with my canine. When the sun's coming up, I'll be stumbling in. Baby, please don't remind me about the shape I'm in. When my headache's gone, we might talk for a while. Think daddy's in the doghouse again. She said you better don't be thinking about cheating on me. I have to put the fear of love in you. Well, it's a good thing a dog is man's best friend. Old daddy's in the doghouse again. It's a good thing a dog is man's best friend. Old daddy's in the doghouse again. Scoot over, Rover.
We just heard Daddy's in the Doghouse from D.G. Neezer and his album titled Never Alone. As a writer, D.G. has taken the tickle, tease, or touch approach to all of his songs. As a musician and artist, he admits to loving all genres and styles, from Gaga to Buck Owens to Rush. You're listening to Fresh Folk, and I'm your host, Blair Larson. Patty Griffin has released American Kid, her 8th studio album, and first album of mostly new material in 6 years. It's a set of songs the Americana veteran started writing 4 or 5 years ago while dealing with the impending death of her father, who passed away in 2009. "I didn't feel like singing anything about my life at all after he died," Patty says of why she hesitated to release this material. She aspired for a more raw sound once she was ready to record American Kid. "It's grittier than anything I've done in a really long time," she says. From Patty Griffin's new album, American Kid, this is That Kind of Lonely.
Well, this party's turn a corner. Every room is in disorder. Now the nightingale won't sing for us. We scared her away. Well, you ask me a question. Didn't wait to hear the answer. Your eyes were following the dancer, falling down a flight of stairs. Every strand has come unwound. Every Everyone in this room wanted to be somewhere else. So tonight I find the key and drive away a little early. It's the last time morning, and the moon's still. drive away a little early. It's the last time I wanna be that kind of lonely, that kind of lonely, that kind of lonely, that kind of lonely, that kind of lonely. That kind of lonely, that kind of lonely, that kind of lonely, lonely, lonely.
That trunk is filled with dusty air. Ghosts that live and still don't care. Resist the urge to turn around and set it down. Set that baggage down. Set that baggage down. Every friend that ran, everything that broke you, bury it in the sand. Set that baggage down, back down. Set that baggage down. Throw it in the water. Let that baggage drown.
From David Crosby's first studio album in over 20 years, titled Cross, that was Set That Baggage Down. David is one of America's most notable singer-songwriters and a two-time Rock and Roll Hall of Famer. He occupies a paradoxical position in American music. He is simultaneously one of the most celebrated and one of the most underappreciated musicians of his gifted generation, a generation that produced the timeless voices and visions of Bob Dylan, James Taylor, Neil Young, and many others. He is also one of the most quietly influential. By singing Dylan's early songs in The Byrds in crystalline harmony, Crosby gave the folk singer's career a significant boost. After hearing an unknown waif named Joni Mitchell sing in a club, he got her a recording contract that ensured her maximum creative freedom and produced her first record, launching her on her own inimitable career path. David's music has been consistently fascinating, stretching the boundaries of pop, informed by jazz and world music as much as folk. But as a result, his songs have never gotten the radio play of the tunes by his gifted bandmates in Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young. From the first listen to this new album, it's obvious that David Crosby is not resting on his Woodstock laurels for a second. There are some great concerts happening around the state, and here's a list of who's playing when. Kerry Rodriguez and Ben Taylor at the State Room on March 19th, Martin Sexton at Park City Live on March 21st, Eileen Jewell at the State Room on March 27th, Yonder Mountain String Band at the Depot on April 2nd, G Love and Special Sauce at the Depot on April 10th, Carla Bonoff at the Egyptian Theater on April 13th, the infamous String Dusters at the State Room on April 13th, Katie Herzig at Urban Lounge on April 15th, Shovels and Rope with Parker Millsap from tonight's show at the State Room on April 17th, and Ingrid Michaelson with the Alternate Roots at the Great Saltaire on April 29th. In Logan, Jen Hodge at Crum Brothers Bakery on March 22nd, and Danny Schaefer at Crum Brothers on April 26th. On Heather Noel's album, poetic lyrics and angelic vocals are woven with a sweet spectrum of acoustic accompaniment to soothe, inspire, heal, and awaken the soul. This is a calling home to the divine and a prayer for peace on earth. From Heather Noel's new release, Sanctify, this is Summertime.
Summertime, I see your face light up like the sunshine. I feel you again, hallelujah, hallelujah, yeah. Oh, every time you help me blow that smoke from you amaze me, you raise me just in time. I open like a blooming rose in the summertime. Ooh, in the summertime, our hearts will always be young. On my tongue, love will never come undone. Love frees us, lift us up like heaven. Love free us, free, free, yeah. Oh, yeah, like the summertime. Ooh, hey, the summertime. We gather our feathers from the path of our dreams. It is here we will find we sing to inspire the kings and queens in the stars in our. Wake, arise up like the teepee poles. Pray, grow, fire in our hearts, cleanse us over and over.
That was Every Day from Jill Cohn and her new album, Yellow Rose. Jill's songs pay homage to artists like Joni Mitchell, Sarah McLachlan, and The Counting Crows, with tunes ranging from personal reflections to musical contemplations of a life well lived. During Jill's tours, she has gained many new fans and concert opportunities, including a performance at the Biodiversity Forest Rally where she opened for Dave Matthews. If you would like to know more about the songs or artists you've heard tonight, then please go to the Fresh Folk webpage. On it, you'll find a list of songs played on this and past shows, concert listings, links to the audio archives of Fresh Folk, and a preview of what's coming up next week. Just go to www.upr.org and click on Programs. We also have a group on Facebook, and the podcast is available on iTunes. My thanks to Addison Pace for maintaining all things internet for us. More than 10 years ago, in 1998, John Butler was busking on the streets of Fremantle, West Australia. 3,500 self-funded cassette sales served as the foundation for him becoming Australia's most successful independent artist ever. Fast forward to 2009, and his label Jara Records has now been responsible for 800,000 CD sales in Australia. The John Butler Trio were thrilled to have toured the U.S. with G-Love and the Special Sauce last summer, and to have played many European festivals and delivered main stage performances at the New Orleans Jazz Festival and Lollapalooza. Now, the John Butler Trio has a new album out, titled Flesh and Blood, and from that release, here is Only One.
There's something haunting me, running on thin ice. There's nothing you can see, I do all I can to hide. And all the rolling days, all the lonely nights, where you don't know your place, all the fight. Same chapter, I cannot breathe, holding, hiding truth. You always know when just to say let go. To me, you are the only one who can unwind my tangled mind. I can see that you're the sun. I'm telling anybody, tell everybody. Castles out of sand. Oh, I'll keep on reading the same chapter. I cannot breathe, holding, hiding truth. You always know when just to say let go. To me, you are the only one who could help unwind my tangled mind. I am the sea, but you're the sun.
Shining, birds were singing, people were smiling. I looked in the mirror, I was smiling too. Gave me the feeling like dreams coming true. It's gonna be a good day, gonna be a real fine day, gonna be a day to remember all my life. Gonna be a good day, a real fine day. Cloud in the sky, a little breeze in the air. If it started raining, I wouldn't care. I don't know much, but I know one thing is true. I woke up this morning looking at you. It's gonna be a good day, gonna be a real fine day, gonna be a day to remember all my life. Gonna be a good day, a real fine day.
We just heard A Real Fine Day from Robin Thompson. Robin's music has a taste of the Eagles, Poco, and Bruce Springsteen because he's played with and written tunes with them. Robin is an acoustic guitar player, singer-songwriter that also plays several Asian instruments. Will Kimbrough belongs to the same Southern singer-songwriting tradition as his pals Rodney Crowell, Tommy Womack, and Todd Snyder. Like his friends and peers, Will has the same self-deprecating sense of humor and instrumental chops on guitar, banjo, mandolin, keyboards, and more that make his story songs into mini-operas. Will often affects a drawl and sings and plays in counterpoint to their cadences and phrasings. The songs on his new album titled Sideshow Love range from heartfelt and funny to being deadly serious in a droll manner. Give a listen to I Want Too Much from Will Kimbrough.
I want too much, I want too much, I dream too loud. I crave your touch, but you're not mine, and I'm not yours. I want too much. I sit and shake, I've learned to beg, I'm just a dog on two legs. I should know better, but I don't. I want too much. I don't wanna hurt no one, but being bad is too much fun. It makes me feel so much alive to want so much. I want too much, I know it's wrong. You know I never was that strong. When self-control gets in the way, I want too much. When God made Adam, God made Eve, and planted lots of apple trees. And that's the way it is for me, I want too much. Just when I feel satisfied, I lose control, my blood gets high. A faraway look in my eyes, I want too much. My life, I want my home. I want to ramble and to roam. I can't stop thinking dirty stuff. I want too much. I just can't wait. I just can't stop. I'm just a dervish spinning top. No matter what the consequence, I want too much. I don't want a D-I-V-O-R-C for you and me. I can't seem to help myself to want you and want someone else. I want too much. I want too much. Reason why God lives way up in the sky, to stay away from guys like me who want too much. I want too much.
Seen my heart, I left it with the one I love, falling down hard. Has anybody seen my heart? How could I have been so blind? Trusted her with all I had. Never saw a sign. How could I have been so blind? stumbling, searching. It's so dark in here. I cannot see where you left it, dear. It's so dark in here.
From Will Kimbrough's new album titled Sideshow Love, that was Has Anybody Seen My Heart? Sideshow Love takes all the pretty paper off the gift of love. Or if we take the carnival metaphor a step further, it's love as the opposite of a roller coaster. The fun part first, hands up in the air, next to someone special, wind in your face, feeling that feeling. Then the ride is over, and you hear that chain thing engage, and you're being pulled along somewhere you're not sure you want to go, with someone you're not so sure you dig so much anymore. You glance out of the car and notice this good-looking thing going into the sideshow next door. And you're thinking, as you look over the side, it's not that far down. I could survive the jump. Will explains, a couple of close friends' marriages were falling apart. I was constantly in touch, thanks to smartphones. His friends' text messages became his CNN, and the writing for this record was based on a constant stream of emotional news from much-loved friends. Thank you for your company tonight on Fresh Folk, and I hope you've enjoyed listening to these new releases. Fresh Folk is a production of Utah Public Radio, and I thank my technical producer, Shalane Smith Needham, for making this program sound wonderful. Although he's perhaps better known as a sideman to such luminaries as Emmylou Harris, a collaborator with people like Todd Snyder, and a songwriter the likes of Jimmy Buffett, Will Kimbrough has been a busy recording artist for quite some time. His first solo album in nearly 4 years proves he's a distinctive voice on the Americana scene. He aptly likens the album, Sideshow Love, to a book of short stories tracing an arc of love, from freshness and hope to disappointment and loss. Closing out the show from Will Kimbrough, this is Dance Like Grown-Ups Dance. Thank you for listening to Fresh Folk.
I'm all thumbs and I have 2 left feet, but I'm all ears. You can tell me anything. Promise I will hear the
sensitivity is not my strong suit, I confess. Let me say what's on my mind, take off that party dress. Two lonely hearts in one sad sack, well that's alright with me. Let's go home to something more than cats and cups of tea. Don't end up like that crazy broad just down the hall from you. All alone and going nuts, fuzzy bedroom shoes. Don't roll your eyes and act surprised, just take my offer please. Though it's not love, it's close enough. Help me make it through the gray at the dimming of the day. Let's dance like grown-ups dance, cheek to cheek, skin to skin. Shake some action while we both still have a chance. Have you heard a word I said? Get it through your pretty head. All I want is to dance like grown-ups dance. Well, this kind of dancing is an old tradition where I'm from. I learned the ropes straight from my dad, my stepdad, and my mom. They lost the love they wanted, but you can't keep good folks down. They got up, mixed a drink, and then went spinning round and round. Don't roll your eyes and act surprised. I've made my offer plain. Let's dance before we both find out that our love was all in vain. Just a red light on a train. Let's dance like grown-ups dance. We can do it on the floor. We can do it in the bedroom or the car. Baby, you receiving me, even temporarily. Take my hand and we'll dance like grown-ups dance. And we're all grown up with no one left to turn to but ourselves. It's crazy, all grown up and rusting on the shelf. Let's dance like grown-ups dance, cheek to cheek and skin to skin. Take some action while we both still have a chance. Have you heard a word I said? Get it through your pretty head. All I want is to dance like grown-ups dance. All I want is to dance like grown-ups dance.
This is Utah Public Radio.